we're talking about bail here. You know, Mubarak is still he still has a number of charges against him, corruption charges. He's waiting trial on charges that he did not prevent a lot of the violence that happened here during the revolution in 2011. So we're talking about bail here, but just the fact that he will now be out on bail shows you how much things have changed here in just a couple of weeks, months, since the military regime came in and took over on the 3rd of July. Now, Hosni Mubarak, who you couldn't imagine here 2 months ago, would ever be allowed to be released.
Another thing I want to ask you about, and that is the comments made by Egypt's interim prime minister in an interview with ABC News about the escalating crisis. The question is whether or not they're worried that the United States is going to cut off military aid to Egypt.
We met with the interim prime minister yesterday, had a nice interview, a nice sit down. He said he's not particularly worried. He said he's very sad that the U.S. and Egypt are having a bit of a tumultuous relationship right now over this. But he said if the U.S. cuts off military aid, it will certainly hurt. It will hurt the military here for a while, but he said they will find other friends. They will find other ways to make do, and I think that implies that they will continue to improve their relationships with the Gulf countries and Saudi Arabia, where a lot of the real money is coming from now.
And I'll ask you the same question I've asked you the last couple of times we've talked. How's life on the streets of Cairo, especially for you? How are you getting around?
It's improving every day. Everyday life seems to get a little bit better, a little bit more back to normal. Right now, we are driving around on the streets. I'm here with my ABC News colleagues. We've been meeting people and asking them what they think. Do they think the Muslim Brotherhood now is finished? People say, no, of course not. The Muslim Brotherhood has been around for a long, long time. They will continue to be around, even though a lot of their top leadership is currently in jail. But a lot of people tell us they do want to see things return to normal. They just are kind of tired of this turbulence and the violence, of course, and they would like to see things get back to a stable state on the streets.